It is a super surprise. It is a super surprise. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with a thought for today. It is a super surprise. Every time I go in to the doctor's office for a checkup or anything at all, I have an interesting adventure. And most of the time, I don't mention anything about the adventure because it's just sort of normal happenstance. The last time I went in to have a checkup, I went into the Alpine office of my doctor, and I had to wait. And so I sat in a corner, away from everybody else. Everybody else was sort of sitting close to the doctor's office so they could instantly jump in when he called. But I sat back in the corner, and I just sat there and relaxed and breathed deeply and relaxed and was at peace, saying to myself, all is in divine order. And as I said, all is in divine order, a man walked over and sat next to me, right next to me. There are seats all over the place, but he sat right next to me. And it turns out his name is Fred. And I said, well, so nice of you to come and sit right next to me. How are you doing? And he says, oh, I am not doing good at all. I've got this problem and I've got that problem. And he just gave me his laundry list of problems. And he said, they're terrible. They're terrible. They're terrible. And I said, what is it that you want? He said, well, I'd like to enjoy a happy life with a healthy body. I'd like to enjoy a happy life with everything in order instead of everything not in order. And I said, well, when do you want to start doing that? And he said, well, of course, I'd like to start doing that right now. I'd like to start doing that right now. I really would like to start doing that right now. But I know it can't work that way because I've had this for a long time. It's going to take a long time to get rid of it. It's going to take a long time for me to get myself in balance again, if ever. But I don't know. You look so balanced and so happy and so content sitting here in the corner. I wanted to sort of soak up some of your feeling of balance and contentment. I hope you don't mind. And I said, well, you're not here to soak up my balance and my contentment. You looked at me and you saw a picture of yourself. You saw yourself, that you are balance and contentment. Oh, come on now. My life is all shook up. I came over here because I wanted to be part of your balance and contentment. Well, my friend, believe it or not, I am a picture of you. When you look at me, you see a reflection of yourself. Because whenever you look at me, whenever you look at anybody in your world, you see who you are inside of yourself at that given moment. Well, at the moment you come walking over here and to sit next to me, the moment you came, you were ready for being balanced and contentment. You saw me balanced and contentment. You saw me and sitting here just so relaxed and so content with myself. Yes, I did. And you are. You are that way. I just feel it when I sit next to you. I feel it. Yeah, you're what I want to be. And I said, well, my friend, you are what you want to be. And I am the reflection of you being what you want to be. You know that, Fred. You know that because that's just really who you are. And I said, Fred, if you want to sit and talk with me about who you are, the beautiful person you are, the fabulous person you are, the magnificent person you are, that's fine. I'm glad to talk with you about it. But if you want to tell me about the person you don't want to be, and the person you would rather not know anything about, and would rather not have in your world in the slightest, well, that's not something I'm interested in hearing about. Because I look at you and I see a reflection of me. I see a balanced, happy person who is just always filled with unconditional love, who is just always wonderful. Oh, don't I wish, Fred was so insistent. Don't I wish, my God, don't I wish. That's right, Fred. This is what you see for yourself. You got the glimpse. You have the picture. You have the idea. Now let that picture, that idea, let it shine forth in your heart like it is in your mind as you see it in me and others. Because that's really all that it's all about. All that life is all about is just seeing our reflection in everything. And if we see our reflection in something and it isn't what we like, then we immediately put that reflection in motion. When you look at a person, can you smile and can you say, I like that person, even though that person has a frown on their face? They must be a deep thinker. They must be a person who is always doing wonderful, thoughtful things for themselves and for everybody. You see, instead of thinking of the possibility of the negative, you think the possibility of the positive. And the possibility of the positive has just as much positive, just as power to come forth as the possibility of the negative. So, you look at yourself, you look at the world about you, and you see in it what is your desire for yourself. Now, you want to be with rich people? Well, then see yourself with rich people. Not that they're rich people, but they're people who have everything they want. They're people who are enjoying the benefits of an abundant life. And when you see yourself doing that, you find out, my goodness sakes, I'm enjoying myself with an abundant life more than I realized it. And you look at people and you see them enjoying healthy bodies and healthy minds and healthy hearts, and you say, wow, yes, 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 they have a healthy mind, they have a healthy body, they have a healthy heart, oh, they are so fantastic, they're wonderful. Now, that's me. And you see, it's really you that you see. And it's not hard for you to see yourself doing that because as you see yourself doing that, that's who you are. As you see yourself living in your healthy body, mind, and heart, that's just the way you are. I said, Fred, today you're going in to see the doctor. And you're going to talk to the doctor about the desire of your heart. And you're going to say to yourself, all is in divine order now. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. All is in divine order now. I go in to see the doctor, and I say in my heart, all is in divine order. And then I say, when the doctor says, well, what can we do for you today? And I say, all is in divine order now. And he says, well, I'm happy you came to tell me that. Is there anything that I can do for you? Well, doctor, just give me the courage, give me the awareness, give me the sensitivity to know that that is true about me. Well, Fred, the doctor will say to you, your body is the outpicturing of what you feed into it with food, with ideas, with thoughts, with words, with all sorts of things. And that's what comes back to you because that's what you are. Now, if I tell you, go take a pill that will help you with this situation or that situation, then you go and take the pill and you're helped because you believe it will work. The doctor believes it will work. Now, when the doctor says to you, okay, what is necessary for you is to have a little better diet. You've been eating too many fats and too much salt, and you've been having too many sweet things. Just cut back on those things and just eat what is beneficial for your body. How do I know it's beneficial for my body? Oh, Fred, the doctor would say, you know. There are magazines cover to cover with beautiful recipes of foods just that would delight you, just that would fulfill you in your particular taste bud. And you may enjoy it to its fullest, but eat a balanced diet. Eat things that make you feel good and content within yourself. Eat things that make you feel that you're wonderful, and you will be wonderful. And rather than stuffing yourself, eat just a smaller portion. Rather than cleaning your plate, leave something on your plate if you don't want to eat it. Eat only what pleases you. And when you're done eating, stop and push your plate aside and then go on. And rather than drinking so much to wash down what you're eating, Just let the saliva, let the juices of your body, of your mouth, bring down the food and put it into proper order for you. You see, you can do that. You can do that. Now, how often do you get up and take a walk? How often do you go down to the grocery store and take the car? Well, I got to bring back the groceries. No, you don't. You go down to the grocery store for a particular thing. Then go down and get it. And then you need something else, go down again and go down again. And walk, walk, walk. Enjoy your walk. And look around you and see all the beautiful people around you. See all the smiling faces around you. Look around you and see the wonderful skies. See the wonderful clouds. See the wonderful trees and the flowers and the birds and the bees. And the people all about you. Everybody's got a smile on their face. Look for that and you'll find it. Everybody is healthy, just like you are. Look for that and you'll find it. Now, when you go in to see the doctor today, say, okay, all is in divine order. Doc, here I am. And he says, okay, let's take a few tests. And so he takes a few tests and he says, my, you have made great improvements since last time. You are right on the button with everything. Your blood sugar is right and your blood pressure is right and everything is right. And you are just fantastic. You're wonderful. That's what the doctor will say. Expect it. And you'll find out that he says it. Well, Fred went in to see the doctor, and I was still sitting there. And when he came out, about half an hour later, I was still sitting there. And he came up to me and he says, you know, sir, I did just what you said, because I felt I've nothing to lose and everything to gain. And I went in there and I had the doctor take my tests, and he said to me, you know, Fred, you're right up to snuff. You're doing just fine. A little more exercise will help you, eating a little better diet and eating foods that are better for you, and you know what they are. Now, you just go on and do it. And put a more smile in your face and look at all the wonderful people in your world. And thank you so much for coming in and brightening our office, Fred. It's a pleasure to be your doctor. And could the doctor ever say that? You bet that's what he said to Fred. And that's what Fred said to me. And just as Fred was finishing telling me how much the doctor said it, then the nurse called my name, and it was time for me to go in for my check. And when I went in for my checkup, I went in with a checkup that Fred went in with a checkup, and the doctor says, well, you have improved greatly. Everything's coming along just fine. You're doing just marvelous. And he went on to show by the facts and figures how well I was doing. Well, whatever we give out to others, it comes back to us 100-fold. What I gave to Fred that morning came back to me abundantly. And I had to wait. And I had to wait to hear what the doctor had said to Fred, but I didn't really, because I knew what the doctor was going to say to Fred. And so when I went in, the doctor said the same thing to me, because that is the story in my heart. That is the thought in my heart. That's my expectation, and that's what I experienced. We all have the opportunity to be the creator of our world and create our world any way we want it. And when we create our world with a loving heart, with a loving consciousness, when we create our world with a feeling that all is in divine order, all is in divine order, we go in knowing that all is in divine order, and we come out having it reconfirmed to us that all is in divine order. For yourself, know this today. For myself, I know it. My visit to the doctor now and then, and my conversations with patients who choose to come and talk to me, and I always try to be in the outer corner. They choose to come and talk to me because they feel my bliss. They feel my peace. They feel my balance. They feel my oneness with all that is true. And this is the same for you right now. This is the same for you forevermore under all circumstances. This is the same for you. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.